This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Deaths and injuries in a terror attack in Vienna, Austria. AP correspondent Mike Garcia with details.
An attack in Vienna, Austria Monday night left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker who was taken down by police. The attack started shortly after 8 p.m. on a street in the city center outside the main synagogue. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister tells the Associated Press he witnessed part of the attack.
They were shooting at least 100 rounds just in front of our building.
Austria's top security official said it's believed there were several gunmen and a police operation was underway hours after the attack. I'm Mike Garcia.
It is officially election day in the United States, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted and intend to will cast ballots for local, state, and, of course, national or presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots in the presidential election will be the main focus. In last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to the voters. At a drive a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says when the city erupted in protest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, he brought in law and order.
And we sent in the guard and we saved Kenosha. We saved Kenosha. I said, you know, I think Kenosha's going to like me. We did a good job.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says President Trump isn't honest about helping Black Americans.
Pittsburgh! Honk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. He's lying. You got it. Look, the truth is Donald Trump has done more to harm Black America than any president in modern history.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Many U.S. states are imposing new restrictions because of spiking coronavirus cases, and a Kansas hospital system is warning that it's stretched to the limit. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Kansas set a record to start the week with more than 1,500 new cases over the past 7 days, averaging 35 new hospitalizations every day. The chief nursing officer at Ascension Via Christi Hospitals says they've hired dozens of traveling nurses, but this caseload is unsustainable. In Nebraska, a record high 613 people were hospitalized Sunday. Rhode Island's largest hospital group has to stop allowing visitors, while neighboring Connecticut on Friday will reimpose limits on restaurants, businesses, and gatherings. Los Angeles County, California warns family gatherings and World Series parties may be pushing cases higher, while a judge in Sutter County ruled against one of Governor Gavin Newsom's emergency virus directives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A brazen attack by Islamic State militants who stormed Kabul University has left at least 22 people dead, 22 wounded in the Afghan capital. The assault sparked an hours-long gun battle on the school's campus on Monday. The Interior Ministry says all three attackers were ultimately killed in the ensuing firefight at the country's largest school. The Taliban promptly issued a statement denying they were behind the assault. The attack came as insurgents are continuing peace talks with the United States-backed government in Qatar, with the aim to help the U.S. finally withdraw from Afghanistan. Later in the day, the Islamic State group actually claimed responsibility for the assault. A group of Democratic lawmakers is now calling on the Trump administration to stop the expulsion of unoccupied children and other asylum seekers at U.S. borders using emergency powers granted during the coronavirus pandemic. The letter to Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf and Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, comes after reporting by the Associated Press revealed that Vice President Mike Pence directed CDC to effectively close the U.S. land borders to immigrants and asylum seekers. This is according to two former health officials. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.